AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The deaths of at least two people in Florida being blamed on Hurricane Helene, which made landfall overnight. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We did report that there was a traffic fatality last night. We also this morning can report that there's been another fatality reported in Dixie County due to a tree falling on the home.
Six dead across the southeast as the storm moves inland through Georgia and the Carolinas. Tornado warnings and flood emergencies are in effect. At the United Nations this morning, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will fight, quote, until we achieve total victory if Hamas does not surrender.
We will return your loved ones home. We will not spare that effort until this holy mission is accomplished.
This as the Israeli military says it intercepted a missile fired from Yemen today. Israel also launched new airstrikes into Lebanon. New York Mayor Eric Adams in court this morning for his federal arraignment on corruption charges. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Unemployment in Wisconsin is down 2.5%. The State Department of Workforce Development says that's down from 3% in July. Joblessness went down in all 12 major population centers in Wisconsin since August, as well as since last year. Wisconsin school superintendent says budget-writing lawmakers should release $50 million to support literacy education. Jill Underley says the Joint Finance Committee's decision to hold on to the money is putting a burden on local communities.
They have, with good faith, bought new curriculum, have trained their teachers, but they haven't released the funding that they need to do this. And so they are footing the bill, and their taxpayers in the local communities are having to do it. And the money is there. It just hasn't been released.
Underley accuses Joint Finance Republicans of obstruction. She gave her annual State of Education speech yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Home prices are still climbing across Wisconsin, and around Madison, they've risen almost 10%. Realtors say that's mostly because of simple supply and demand here. We have a housing shortage in Madison and an even worse affordable housing shortage. The median home price is now $435,000 in the city of Madison, according to Realtor.com. And the U.S. Federal Reserve made a 0.5% cut on interest rates last week. That could make prices jump even further here in Dane County. Kristen Ambos of Point Mortgage in Appleton said people were surprised that mortgage rates didn't come down with the announcement of the rate cut.
People correlate the mortgage rate with the Federal Reserve rate. And so they thought, oh my gosh, rates are going to fall by 0.5%. That did not happen. Rates were left relatively unchanged.
She said the mortgage rates will start to come down, but she advises that you watch out for predatory lenders who may try to pressure you into refinancing. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
I think everybody in this building respects not only the football player, but more importantly, the person that he is. And like I said, there's a lot of love for him. We're going to have to hit the pause button for about a three-hour window on Sunday and then, you know, pick it back up.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy, 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. Same thing for Sunday, lots of sunshine with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of The John and Gordy Show.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Speaker, do you commit to observing regular order in the certification process of the 2024 election, even if Kamala Harris beats Donald Trump?
Well, of course, if we have a free, fair, and safe election, we're going to follow the Constitution. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
That's not a sure. Okay. Uh-huh. All right, Mike Johnson. That's in a little, because they'll always say, oh, it wasn't free and fair.
Right.
So they just leave themselves that out. Okay. John in San Mateo, who I put I microchipped, said, Steph, I flew from San Francisco to Detroit to see my family. Now I'm on the plane heading to Phoenix via Denver. I got my tickets for the show. Thank God. Thank you for giving me the entire route. I will see you at the show tomorrow.
Here to save
thank
America.
You, John.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour continues with the next stop, Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, a simply splendid city.
This Saturday at the Arizona Financial Theater in Phoenix. Join Stephanie Miller.
Are there any other childless cat ladies ready to grab Donald Trump by the this November?
John Fugelsang.
It should be Lauren Boebert. She's the only member of Congress who'll reach across the aisle to give out jobs.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane. But
and comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama, ooh.
Plus, special panel guests Allison Gill, CeCe Goldwater, and U.S. House candidate Katrina Schaffner. VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. This Saturday at the Arizona Financial Theater in Phoenix.
Phoenix can't really be that hot, can it?
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Yeah, yeah, with you know who. Why? What?
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
113 degrees tomorrow.
I'm filing a lawsuit against Arizona. That is not nice. That's not how we treat company.
I ran into somebody who was from Denver who was talking about how funny your set was about, where's the air? There's no air in Denver. I think they gave you oxygen or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a whole new challenge.
They have to give you oxygen in a city. That's not right.
Yeah. That when the hospitality in a city is air.
That's hospitality. I'm looking in a mini bar for air. That's not.
What do they give you in Denver? Or, I mean, in Phoenix, Chris, for the heat? A little washcloth when you land?
Sure.
Yeah.
They tell you, get out of the sun. Get the air conditioning.
Yeah. Don't they have those sprayers?
Yeah.
Don't they have those water sprayers?
They have misters, yeah.
Let's get misters. Well, let's get a fog machine and misters at the show. What do you think? We'll all do a wet T-shirt.
It's air conditioned inside the theater.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
Good. Okay.
Oh, I know it is, because there's no way you're getting our black bus in that room without it. No. Oh, no. I'll go right over to the nearest 7-Eleven and say, y'all can meet us in the cooler if you want to hear our set.
They do have amphitheaters we could have played, but that wouldn't have been wise.
No. God. Oh, my God. Speaking of weather, holy cow. So this, what's the Hurricane Helene?
Helene. Yeah, it's scary.
Holy cow. It's a Category 4 right now. And it's the sheriff's office there. Did you know this is when it's going to be bad? They issued a message for residents. They said if you didn't evacuate, please write your name and birth date with a permanent marker so you can be identified and your family notified. Wow, that isn't a subtle thing.
Like on your body?
On your body, yeah. Because some people aren't evacuating, so they're there's also I've never heard this before. There's a Waffle House index. Did you know this?
I did. Yes.
Yes.
It's a real metric used by FEMA to assess national disasters when the restaurant chain has closed all their locations. So when the Waffle House is closed, that's like Black Ladies Are America's Early Warning System.
Right.
Waffle Houses are your hurricane warning, right. Apparently.
Yes.
That's biblical.
It is biblical. And did you know that people are less likely, there's a statistic, people are less likely to pay attention to a hurricane if it has a female name, then it has a male name. So people will not leave the area. They will think to write it out more if it's a female name than it's a male name. They don't respect the female hurricanes and the damage that they can do.
I can't with people.
This explains why this election could even be close. Right. We were talking to our guest yesterday about misogyny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're even misogynistic about our weather? Really?
Yeah.
What a storm surge got to do to get respect?
Yes. Well, it's got to have a male name.
And we only started naming hurricanes after men 25, 30 years ago, maybe?
Yeah. Normally men like women that blow. So I'm not sure why.
But Nice. It's early. It is early, Stephanie Louise.
Why do you have to work so blue?
It's
Can't Stephanie
you be nice
Louise.
Like that Rita Rudner.
Because I don't have the thing Frangela has. Talent. So anyway.
No. I was going to say taste, but I'll take you the one.
That's not true. Neither thing.
Chasing lakes.
But, you know, we just were saying, speaking of, I don't know, whether it's misogyny or whatever, we said Maya Wiley on, who is just made of pure magic. And this Eric Adams thing, that New York could have had Maya Wiley, who warned you about Eric Adams, right? But we were saying, like, 80% of New Yorkers didn't vote.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a chance to do this right in November, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Angela V. Shelton.
Yes.
Has been, I think for the last 10 years, at least decade, been saying that what we need to stop trying to do is go after the MAGA vote and go up after the people who are disinterested.
Many of them look like they need to be disinfected, but yes.
Disinfected. Yes. Disinterested voters. She's been saying that forever. We have a third of the electorate.
Are you all right?
You're right. I'm tired.
Are you having heat stroke already, just preemptively?
You know what? I'm in the heat stroke now.
A third of the people that can vote.
Yes, thank you. They're not doing it. They're just not doing it. They're not engaged.
They're not voting ever, or they're voting irregularly. There's no need to go after people who have a party affiliation. There's no need to go after people who call themselves even independent. The people you need to go after are the people who don't vote. And that is where the organization of the DNC and the DCCC, that needs to be happening, of course, all the time.
Yeah.
You know, how to engage that population, not just the time of a national election.
And it reminds me, Noel Castler, you know, dyed-in-the-wool New Yorker, said people always knew Eric Adams was bad news, could have seen this comment, just like about Donald Trump, New Yorkers knew. And it's, And I hated the whole,
he was
like,
angry.
When he
I
ran.
I didn't like him at all.
Yeah, they were like, oh, he's like a, yo, he's a cop, and he's like a new kind of Democrat. Yeah, he's a Republican, basically, is what you're saying. He's not for masking. He's like Bill Maher loves him because he's, you know.
I have a question. Why is Eric Adams getting in trouble for bribery, allegedly, but Clarence Thomas gets to skate on bribery?
Because Thomas is on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you've had biscuits, America, but they're paltry, and they're like, they're not even, in fact, I've heard, Francis, you remember that one barbecue where they were like, that's not even a biscuit. I think that might be some, like, some attempt at a tortilla. Like, it has no lift.
Right. It wasn't fluffy enough.
It wasn't fluffy.
I'm sorry. Yeah, see, what did John say? He's running now on abolish the police, Eric.
Yeah.
This is the thing. We do that podcast Idiot of the Week, and we don't purposely put politicians in it because it's not fair.
Right.
They would win all the time. But we may have to do a special on Eric Adams because this is the dumbest criminality I've seen since Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but you know what I find interesting is that we're able to scoop him up, but not Trump.
Yeah.
You can snatch his wig. You can snatch P. Diddy's wig. But, you know, hopefully we can start seeing this criminality that is higher up on the chain.
First of all, put to bed the whole politicized DOJ. You know, they obviously go after both sides without fear or favor. You can go on down to the president's son, Hunter Biden. I mean, that part is. But the other difference, how both sides don't do it, everybody's from AOC on down has called for Eric Adams to resign. Mm-hmm. We actually care about the rule of law on our side. On their side, they're like, oh, no, he needs to be president. Michael Flynn did the same thing. Let's make him national security advisor and pardon him. I mean.
Yeah. And I have to call no on the GOJ being somehow fair and impartial. Have they gone after Ivanka and Jared?
No, we just talked about that.
Who actually worked in the White House and have made, I don't know how, billions off of being there? Like, they don't what they do is they go after Democrats and the particularly egregious after years of being hounded.
Yeah.
They start to deal with Trump.
So this was a big effing deal, as someone would say. Retired U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal, he was George W. Bush's guy, became the 10th retired top military official to back Vice President Harris, along with hundreds of top national security officials. I don't know how many more warnings we need from how many more. Okay. Character is the ultimate measure of leadership for those who seek the highest office in our land, he said. So I've cast my vote for character, and that vote is for Vice President Kamala Harris. She has the strength, the temperament, and importantly, the values to serve as Commander-in-Chief. When she sits down with world leaders like Zelensky, representing the United States on the global stage, I have no doubt she's working in our national interests, not her own. Doesn't that just say it all? Donald Trump hasn't and will never work in America's interest. He's not for you. He's for himself. Right? I mean,
what's he selling today? Is today hot dog day or taco day?
Isn't it
NFT
day?
Like every day.
What's he selling today? Is it NFT? What is the thing today? The coin?
NFT?
Is it a coin?
He's just selling coins.
Yeah.
Oh, coin. Okay.
He's also selling
watches.
The
watches are new.
The watches are new, you know, but it'd be socks next week.
Oh, he hasn't gotten to socks yet.
Yeah.
Now that you say it, he's probably going to, oh, that's good.
They're working on it.
Not enough markup on socks.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. I'm going to need a hydrate, I believe, in Phoenix. I think I need to start. Now, you know what? I might get one of those beer helmets, but I put Morning Kick in it. I might do the show in a beer helmet so I can hydrate continuously. Because why? Because 10 supplements in one.
Ashwagandha.
Grandma has a birthday Sunday. I don't need to remember my little pill case with the days of the week. It's all in there.
You're only 43. You're not a grandma.
Probiotics. I could be. Excuse me. Stop mumbling. Probiotics, prebiotics. Grandma can still hear you. Probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, all in there. Helps my gut, helps my energy, helps me feel more youthful and lie about it.
Yeah.
Yay. Here we go. The big lie powered by strawberry lemonade flavor, Morning Kick. Yum, yum, yum. I love it. It tastes great. Do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Oh, my God!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Wisconsin Badgers are playing in California this Saturday, and who has it all covered for you? Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show.
I'm going to L.A. It's the first time that the Badgers have gone out and played one of the new schools. The Badgers taking on USC.
Don't miss a show or any of the fun leading up to the Badgers-USC game. It's the Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon to 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
What? Yes, yeah, it's Fridays with Frangela. It's a sexy liberal weekend in Phoenix. Oh, good. Chris, this is helpful. Ray and Ginger in Phoenix, the subject line is hot in Phoenix. So that's how we know that it is hot in Phoenix. It's currently hot in Phoenix. Hey, Jiggles, so happy you're returning to the inferno we call Phoenix. As the luckiest guy on the planet, my sexy wife purchased meet and grope tickets again this year. We were fortunate enough to cop a feel back in 2017.
Oh, well,
that's an old feel now. Can't wait to put my paws on that hot ass again tomorrow night. I think we've been to every sexy liberal tour in Phoenix. Safe travels to the inferno. It's going to be hot when you bring your sexy ass and the mooks here. It will get to 11 billion degrees. You know what Nelly says when it gets hot in here. Take off all our clothes. That's what we do. Gotta run.
No. See, don't promise that. No.
All right. Something just.
Oh, no.
You know.
We get naked up in there. It's too hot to be touching that hard.
I was told to wear as little as possible.
Yes. Do it.
Well, that's for you. That's always your uniform. That's not weather dependent.
Maybe Hal or John will agree to just like saran wrap. You know. It already takes a lot to get Hal into those pants. We have the equipment.
Saran wrap is sweaty in that heat.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got to get John a little bit of a tan, though.
He's translucent.
He is.
That's what I'm saying.
He's our glow stick.
Yeah. Yes. We crack him and get light if it's dark.
You know those models that you used to get as a kid, the visible man, where you could see the organs inside?
That's him.
That's John.
Yeah. But he was good in those Twilight movies, wasn't he?
He'll never have to worry about getting the cancer treatment that he's getting because he's never been in the sun. So
no. David in Miami, you are on with Frangela. Hi, David.
Yeah, there's lots of normal people, you know, working well adjusted to full neuropathy.
Oh.
I think David is some. I hope he's not underwater in, what do you call it, in the
Florida.
Hurricane. Dear God. Okay.
Okay.
Liz in Tucson is gonna be there tomorrow night. Hi, Liz.
Oh, my gosh. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I have been a fan forever.
Oh my God!
I've listened to you for I won't use any dates. I know you don't like dates, but I started listening to you in AM 950 in Minneapolis, walking my dog every morning.
Aww.
And then I moved to another liberal city, Tucson, and we have tickets for tomorrow. And I
squeak
and Frangela. Oh, I'm everybody. Just so thrilled.
Aww.
I can't believe it.
I can't wait. We can't wait. Big hug for you.
Yes.
Tomorrow night, we'll see you there, Liz.
Oh, and Chris, I'm working in Tempe, so every time you reference Tempe, I'm looking around and trying to find out, but a fashion bug is gone.
The fashion bug at Chris Town.
That's where Kristen Zimmel is going to work.
At like 19th and Bethany Home. 19th Avenue and Bethany Home.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on it.
Okay.
All right. Love you. All right. I love people on Twitter whenever she does anything are like, isn't it time for you to report to your job at Fashion Bug?
Uh-huh.
So that's why I know they're Steph heads.
Yeah.
By the way, I love Tempe. I prefer it to tofu. Isn't it that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Frangela.
Tempe is named after an area of Greece.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's not Tempe.
No,
okay,
not Tempe.
That's different. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Frangela. Did you see, what do you call it? Trump was asked, is he going to pull his endorsement of Mark Robinson? And he's like, I don't know what the situation is.
I think you do.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
would you like to explain
the
situation to him?
Well, it's interesting that he doesn't remember calling him MLK on steroids.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
Yeah.
That was a huge endorsement.
I mean, it's what's despicable is how many things were not deal breakers before all this latest stuff. And can I ask, like, why? I'm hoping he's been visited by the authorities. Not only did he say in church some liberals need killing, he said, I hope someone shoots Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
I mean, do you get to just say stuff like that publicly?
If you're them, yeah. Because then we don't want to look like we're coming after you, you know, for the crimes you're committing. Like, it's insane to me how they get treated. But when somebody says they're a black Nazi, so many things go through our minds. Number one, concern.
he represents the small but apparently whatever subset of black people that would like slavery to come back. That's his constituency.
Angela had to explain to me that, he thinks that slavery is going to be available and open to all the races. Because I'm like, well, if he just wants to be a slave, he could just walk up to some nice white people's house and be like, hey, Take me.
Yeah,
take
exactly.
This. Nobody's going to stop him.
Fridays with Frangela.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pro-democracy groups are calling out the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot out of the public's reach Sunday. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He says it's as bad as a mayor going into a polling place and removing a tabulation machine.
Stunts like this only sow seeds of doubt into the security of our elections. This makes people think that their vote does not count. The truth is that your vote matters in every single election.
The Marathon County District Attorney is looking into whether Doug Diddy broke the law. A complaint has also been filed with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Wisconsin businesses say health care costs are a burden. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's new survey shows 85% of Wisconsin businesses reported health care costs going up 10% or more. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Authorities are investigating after a body was pulled from Monona Bay yesterday. Someone called 911 after spotting a body in the water in the 900 block of West Shore Drive. That's about all we know. Madison police say the investigation is continuing. Meanwhile, officials are searching for burglars who hit the Epic campus in Verona. It happened overnight last weekend, late Saturday and early Sunday. Authorities say two burglars pulled up and stole thousands of dollars worth of equipment from construction projects on the company's massive campus. They're looking for a white Ford truck with a white topper, which may be related to other construction projects in the Madison area. And a warning from UW-Madison Police, more e-bikes and e-scooters are being stolen. Wednesday and Thursday of this week, four were taken from the campus. Police are advising students and staff to use heavy-duty locks and park in a garage if that's an option, and take a picture, including a close-up of the serial number, just in case. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A bright, blue, and beautiful day today with sunny skies and highs reaching the upper 70s. And this warm September trend hangs on the entire weekend too, providing us with pleasant, dry weather as the high heat hangs on. Enjoy your weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor for Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, recombobulates the news with us. And then another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
I made the preservation of democracy the central cause of my presidency. This summer, I faced a decision whether to seek a second term as president. It was a difficult decision. Being president has been the honor of my life. There's so much more I want to get done. As much as I love the job, I love my country more. I decided after 50 years of public service It's time for a new generation of leadership to take my nation forward. My fellow leaders, let us never forget, some things are more important than staying in power. It's your people. It's your people that matter the most. Never forget, we are here to serve the people, not the other way around.
Okay, I've just resigned myself. I'm going to cry every day of this election cycle.
Aww.
Happy tears, sad tears. Okay. Frangela, that was what was for dinner, as I recall?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to the store. We picked up a something, like, locally sourced from the table.
Yeah. But, you know, he makes the same point, I think, that General McChrystal did in endorsing Kamala Harris. Public servant. In that is, you're there to serve the public, not yourself.
Right.
Donald Trump has never served anybody but himself. It just is, it's astounding to me that we this could still be close in any universe. Don't you?
Yeah. And this is where we are. And, you know, we... On our side, we've got people talking about democracy. We're talking about the middle class. We're talking about the economy working for most of the people who don't make over $400,000 a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And on the other side, it's all grievance politics.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, I think we always talk about the top 1%. Did you know that people that make over 400,000, it's less than 1% of us? So that's what, that this grifter gets people to think that somehow he's going to help them. Less than 1% of the American public makes more than 400,000. And as Kamala Harris has said over and over, you're not going to pay a penny more in taxes unless you make over $400,000 a year. That is this much of us, right?
Yeah. But the reality is that what they're really selling is your whiteness, you know, is that your whiteness is your currency. Your whiteness is the thing that makes you valuable and important. It doesn't matter if you aren't successful given your own, you know, your metric of success. It doesn't matter. For some reason, to look at somebody who inherited their wealth and has been bankrupt, what, six times or something, they seem to think that Donald Trump is evidence that they, too, can be a billionaire.
Oh, we might get Suzanne Craig on, who I love.
She's on next week.
Oh, she is?
You didn't.
Yay!
I said it twice.
No, I
this
didn't know it. Okay.
I said it twice this morning.
You don't listen, do you?
What?
You don't listen, do you?
Anyway, perfect name of her book, Lucky Loser. He's just a loser. You know, how many times have economists or whoever, financial people said, if he just did nothing, he'd be 11 billion times richer. He is a loser.
Yeah.
He's done nothing but, you know, what do they call that? The bigotry of, you know, or the affirmative action of inherited wealth, as I think, you know, Michelle Obama called it. So I have now seen the new Trump watch, speaking of this obvious con man grifter.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Jesus. Is it supposed to match the gold sneakers? Because it's butt ugly.
It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
The official Trump watch collection's here. These watches are truly special, and you're going to love them. Would make a great Christmas gift. Don't wait, though. Go fast. Get your Trump watch right now. That's an all caps. Julie in Seattle sent it to me. She said, "Dear future inmate of the Stephen Miller Design Moms for Liberty Run Electric Lesbian Zoo, it's almost 3 a.m. the day after the Trump watch launched, and I just checked out these Troth announcement. This sweaty timeshare undercoating pitch at the link site is so desperate and ridiculous. Oh, my God, I just can't believe this end-stage political Willy Loman can possibly win. I mean, I try to focus on the positive. There's new swing state polls out showing Kamala Harris up in all of them, right? I think Georgia's the only one tied.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's great news, I guess, but it's just, in what universe?
Don't get happy.
Mm-hmm. Could this possibly be close, right?
It's incredibly embarrassing. I really hope there isn't life anywhere else in the universe because I just don't want them to see this.
I know.
I think they've stopped abducting us. They're like, are you? Oh, God.
No, that is. They're not. Move on. Let's get those cephalopods on that other planet.
Totally.
I mean, I seriously, this we have like what? How many of these stories every day? How many more people? How many more warnings do you need from the people who know him best, worked with him, etc.? The New York Times compiled 90 quotes from people who've spent time in Trump's orbit. They paint a picture of a man who's equal parts selfish and mentally unstable. Bill Barr said Trump is someone who will always put his own interests and gratify his own ego ahead of the national interest. Former Deputy Director of National Intelligence said loyalty was mostly a one-way street for Trump. This is why I don't get why anyone's still loyal to him. Mick Mulvaney simply said Trump is a terrible human being. John Bolton said his temperament renders coherent foreign policy almost unattainable. Betsy DeVos said he's growing increasingly erratic and unnerving. Dan Coats said Trump doesn't know the difference between the truth and a lie. Mark Esper said he regards Trump as a threat to democracy. Mike Pence said anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president.
Are any of them voting for Kamala?
Well, that's what we keep saying. If you say all that, how do you then not say you must vote for Kamala Harris?
Yeah. I can't take any of these people seriously because this is so, not only is the horse out the barn, but they've rebuilt the barn, they've got a better security system, they've painted it, there are new tenants. And now you want to give us now a warning? Now. Now you're like, look, he shouldn't be president. Yeah, that was always true.
Now a warning?
Thank you.
Yeah, Betsy DeVos shouldn't have been ahead of the educational system.
Yeah.
But she was. Yeah. She believes in child labor.
Yes.
Thank you. Thea in North Carolina was a Durham sexy liberal.
Yeah.
Hey, Thea, you're on with Frangela.
Hi, everyone. I had pictures with all of you. You were all so wonderful to meet. And my friends had never even heard of the Stephanie Miller Show, and now I believe I've turned them into Steph heads. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. It was a dream come true, and I loved meeting your sisters and your brother-in-law, Stephanie, at the restaurant. That was amazing. The coincidence, and I ran into Hal Sparks at the bar. So, I wish you would do the LA one pay-per-view. That would be great. Mm. And Steph, I hope you got the card that went with that candle.
Oh, I did. Thank you very much. I love me some candles, and thank you very much. I ran into you at dinner before, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. All right, Thea, we love you. Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
Love you guys so much.
And I love my sisters and my brothers-in-law, not in a Mark Robinson, you know.
Creepy way.
Group
Thank
sex.
Thank you.
Did I miss that one? Yeah, he had sex with his wife and her sister. Okay.
But to be honest, you know, who else is going to have sex with them? You know,
right.
I mean, they're sisters. They probably have similar likes and dislikes.
Oh, speaking of family values, Bobby Kennedy Jr. This story. I was saying yes every time there's a weird Bobby Kennedy story, then he's just like, hold my bear. There's a, this. No, it's. Okay, he allegedly grabbed Olivia, New York Magazine correspondent Olivia Nuzzi's hand during a hike before their personal relationship, quote unquote, began. Nuzzi visited Kennedy's home and accompanied him on a hike as she was doing a profile on him.
Uh-huh.
See, this could have been me. He invited me to his house and to go falconing upstate. Remember when I lived in New York?
I remember that.
Yeah. He invited you to go falconing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a verb.
It's
a verb for rich people.
How does one falcon?
I don't. He just flies away and then it lands on your arm again.
That
I don't really get
like
it.
That doesn't seem like much sport to me.
No.
The sport is keeping the bird from plucking your eyes out. That's
yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, that is
thank
sport.
You. Okay.
But just having it fly away and land on your arm again, that's not...
I don't really...
That takes no skill at all.
They get very bored.
It's a rich person thing. I don't know. It's
Black
okay.
people do it with pigeons. Okay?
Oh, okay. Got it.
But that's about letting you know the popo's near.
Mike Tyson has... pet pigeons, doesn't he?
I think so.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he knows when the popo's near.
Uh-huh. That's why.
Okay. Nuzzi had a conversation with another reporter who had a similar experience and called what occurred creepy. I don't get, have you ever, they're calling it just a digital relationship?
Yeah.
I've had one of those, I think.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, you don't mean fingers? You mean entirely online? What?
Didn't you have a digital relationship with a honeypot?
What? Stop it.
With a Russian lady?
Whatever. Listen, Frangela.
I remember that.
Oh, yes, I did get catfished.
Yes, you
yes,
did.
Yes.
It was a relationship.
Oh, it was just a digital relationship. Yeah. That's true. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
You never met in person.
Oh, I'm a sad little lady. Hi, Frangela.
Wow, we took a
detour. We've all had challenges in this area.
But, sure. You know, can I say something serious?
Yeah, we have.
Somebody, was it Noel Kassler? Yeah, was talking about the New York race, mm-hmm. that, you know, how this happened, Eric Adams. Because he was saying Andrew Yang and other people were clowning around mm-hmm. in their primary. And this is the Bobby Kennedy and the Jill Steins and whatever that, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, they're weirdos and it's a joke. But, you know, he's pulling whatever percentage in some states. And I know we think that's going to hurt Trump, but who knows? It's just not a time for grab ass with democracy.
No, yeah. No. It really let us all know, while I'm watching the Kennedy family say, you know, we don't support our brother, but he's not trying to do bad things out here. He is actively
mm-hmm.
running against democracy right. and democratic ideals.
I'm trying
at
to help
this
Trump.
Point,
yeah.
Yeah, by supporting Trump? Absolutely. He does not get to... He has tarnished the Kennedy name.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Do you... This part of the story, she reportedly, according to him,
right.
bombarded him with increasingly pornographic photos and videos that he found difficult to resist.
Just block her number.
So, right, well, she, he guess he's saying he did, and then he unblocked her, and then I... So he's the victim here of...
Yeah.
Okay. How come men are always the victim? I don't understand. Not really.
They're very weak.
Okay.
They're very weak, Stephanie, and they fall for things. If you flash some boobies, they are, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
Hmm. Also, they can't tell a woman, like, with makeup or without. They don't understand makeup, and they feel like they have been... Something has happened to them, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have more time in Phoenix for you to explain men to me. Okay. All right. All right. I'm in the family value stack, so of course it is a story about Melania Trump.
Of course.
She is angry, Frangela, about the Justice Department searching through her belongings as agents act on the search warrant, you know, in the classified documents case. Mm-hmm. She was on Fox News and was asked, how invasive was that? Did it make you angry?
Oh.
I bet best I did not go through the rich lady's undersings.
She was so much better when she didn't speak.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, it made me angry, yeah. I don't know why I'm doing that accent.
Yeah, that's Jean Jacques Gabor.
Invasion of privacy ends the way it was done. Yeah, that's what happens when your husband's a crook. What do you mean? That's the way every search warrant ever is done.
S. Diddy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The host asked what the house looked like after it had been raided. She said, I saw unpleasant stuff that nobody wants to see. She seen Donald Trump naked? Really? Your drawers getting messed up? You've seen Donald Trump. Okay. I saw unpleasant stuff.
That's her unpleasant stuff then, right?
Like, I guess.
What is she saying?
Nobody wants to see it. That exactly describes Donald Trump naked. I saw unpleasant stuff that no one wants to see.
That's it.
Yeah, no kidding, honey. Wow. Okay, well, you know what? The plight of the rich white lady can never be underestimated, Frangela.
It's a hard existence.
They don't have they don't have resilience.
No, they don't.
They don't have resilience. They don't. And they pose. They have art. They pose for art in magazines.
Resilience. By the way, you brought up Diddy. I sent you, it was Jemele Hill's tweet, but it was great because she said, you know, I'm seeing, this is another them bringing a black man down. And she said, no, this is about the black women that are finally getting justice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's right. And I really appreciate that, you know. And this is a conversation about coercion and not just consent, but, you know, just because somebody is a sex worker doesn't mean that you get to drug them, doesn't mean that you get to rape them, even if you have a financial agreement with them.
Right.
Yeah.
They're still a human being.
Well, and also the whole, like, sometimes justice is not black and white, it's green, and because he's a rich guy in America that thinks they think they can get away with anything, he taped his crimes, showed it to other guys as a joke, like, oh, look what I did, and because they're used to being able to get away with it because they got money and power, right?
And yes. They have been actually effectively getting away with it. I mean, we haven't, you know, he is in jail at this moment, and I believe he's going to stay there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It takes a decade.
Yeah. Can I just tell you, this is going to be the year of black ladies getting justice. The White House on down.
Absolutely.
Tish James, Fonnie Willis, come on down.
Maya Wiley, maybe.
Maya Wiley, let's go. Oh, New York, you better bring chocolates and flowers. You better get down and kiss her ass. She's still probably too busy. She's got a best-selling book out.
I hear there's going to be an opening at City Hall sometime soon.
I hope she's blaring "I Will Survive" out of her right giant boom box. Yeah, yeah. So you're back from outer space. Just come in here with that look upon your face. I should have changed the stupid lock. I should have made you leave the key.
God.
If I'd known just 1 second, you'd be back for loving me. Screw you! Screw you, Eric Adams and every Eric Adams voter! Go!
Including Ron.
Yourself.
Because he voted for Eric Adams.
Ron voted for Eric Adams.
Oh,
okay.
My Wiley dancing right now. All right. I'm done. Just had to get that off my system.
Just saying, there might be an opening at City Hall in New York sometime.
Yeah. Right. I know, right?
Uh-huh.
How did she do? Does anybody remember? Because I was really excited about her.
I know.
Winning. And, I really hope that that New York has a chance to, I don't know, those 80% of the people who didn't vote to, like, vote.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I remember she came in fourth.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just had to get rid of two people.
Stupid New York. What?
You didn't hear it. It's okay.
I didn't say nothing. What are you talking about?
Yeah, she didn't mean it.
Angela thinks I can't hear her when she mumbles, and
I
can.
It's best that we don't repeat it.
Yes, it is best that we don't repeat it. We will be best.
These are jokes.
Stupid New Yorker, you stupid. All right, 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Uh-huh. Don't be stupid.
No.
Get Credo Mobile.
That should be Credo's
motto. You don't have to use a shady company. What?
That should be Credo's motto. Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid. Yeah, you stupid with the other stupid phone companies. Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company. They've given like $95 million to progressive nonprofits. This is like the OG sexy liberal company. They were doing it before the sexy liberal tour was doing it. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you need from a phone company, a nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly, responsive customer service, and an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world.
Yeah.
Little teeny tiny you. Can make a big difference. Switching so easy. Bring your phone. Bring your number. Get in. We're going saving. CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
She's the life of the Democratic Party. Ignore the lampshade. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why SimpliSafe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning SimpliSafe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive live guard technology, SimpliSafe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. One more time, SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
The radio. Live it up, oh yeah. Friday.
Yeah. Next Liberal Weekend. See you tomorrow, Phoenix. Oh, look. Maya Wiley has tweeted. She says, thank you for the outpouring of kind and humbling support so many of you have shared on this dark, rainy day. I walk through it feeling the weight of history, the history I believe so sincerely New York City can make, clashing with the current history unfolding. And she does a whole long thread.
Aww.
Yeah, I just, you, everything, massages, flowers, chocolates. You better bring some stuff, New York, if you ever want to get her back. Okay. Saudi Arabia ready to abandon its official unofficial price target of $100 a barrel for crude as it prepares to increase output in a sign the kingdom has resigned to a period of lower oil prices.
That's good.
Thank you. Biden-Harris has a lot to do with
what's
going on. And, you know, gas prices are coming down.
I just paid under $5 for premium gas yesterday. It's the first time I've done that, and I can't remember how long.
I mean, frankly, you just have to pray. We don't put a fascist criminal back in the White House because gas is a penny more or eggs go up or something. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I don't believe that anyway. These people, they're not voting economically because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
As Leslie Jones said, we didn't have toilet paper in 2020. What are you talking about? Things were better.
Yes, exactly. You know how you can make things better? You can listen to the final word in Idiot of the
Week. That's right.
Every single week. I do. SexyLiberal.com. That's where MSWMedia.com. Allison Gill is going to be on panel with us tomorrow in Phoenix with Cece Goldwater, Katrina Schaffner, and others. Last-minute surprises always in the offing.
Yep.
So, you know, we will. Well, don't wear anything. We'll see you tomorrow night. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Northeast Wisconsin independent filmmaker J.B. Thompson, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins us with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.